This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar will lead a new Afghan government set to be announced soon, Taliban sources told the Reuters news agency on Friday, as Taliban fighters battled forces loyal to the vanquished republic in the Panjshir Valley, north of Kabul. The prospective new government's most immediate priority, however, may be to avert the collapse of an economy grappling with drought and the ravages of a 20-year conflict that killed around 240,000 Afghans before U.S. forces completed a tumultuous pullout on August 30th. At stake is whether the Taliban can govern a country facing economic meltdown, a humanitarian disaster, and threats to stability and security from rival jihadist groups, including a local offshoot of Islamic State. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday the alliance would seek to evacuate more vulnerable Afghans and maintain contact with the Taliban, but he said Afghanistan's new rulers would have to show themselves worthy of aid and recognition. NATO member Turkey, which had run Kabul Airport for 6 years, has offered to help keep it operational now that the U.S. and other NATO troops have left. Qatar has offered to help. Stoltenberg said he had discussed the issue with Qatari officials. He also said many Afghans who have cooperated with the international forces remain in Afghanistan, and he said their safety could be at risk. The White House is also keeping an eye on Afghanistan, saying U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers has entered a new uncertain phase as officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.